Warab State Information Minister Ring Deng Ading says a group of armed men who crossed into the area from Unity State killed 30 villagers in a Kopayam of Tony North County on Wednesday. Ading says the attackers' intent was to raid cattle, but before reaching the cattle camp, they went on a rampage in a swampy area, killing fishermen and women.
The armed youth from Unity State, particularly from Mayom County, attacked the area of Akopayam, Toy North County, Warab State. The attack led to the killing of over 30 people, including women and children.
Ading says attackers from Unity State also killed one person and injured two others on June 21st in the same area. The information minister is urging communities in Tony not to take the law into their own hands by carrying out revenge attacks in Unity State.
On behalf of Warab State government and on my own behalf, I condemn this attack in the strongest term possible, and I call on the citizens of Warab State to remain calm as the two sisterly states' government address this issue of attacks along the borders of two states. Indeed, it is a tragic incident to lose life, and I humbly send my condolences to the brave families of Apungpatoj, Lau Power, Lon Mawin communities.
Ading is calling on authorities in Unity State to track down, arrest, and charge the suspected perpetrators with murder.
This would give hope of justice to the affected families and reduce the possibility of a revenge attack. It is our wish that peace prevail along the border of two states. Peace for the two states will greatly contribute to the peace for South Sudan as whole.
When South Sudan in Focus reached out to Mayom County Commissioner Chual Gadluak for comment, he said he was in a meeting and couldn't respond over the matter. The Unity State Information Minister David Guy confirms knowledge of the incident, but said he was yet to gather the details about what took place.
But I don't have concrete information about it, but I just heard it randomly like that the use of Mayom went and attacked the Trickster County. Yeah, as we speak, but I'm not yet, as I said, that I'm not yet get concrete information, but I, as soon as we'll be going back to them, and to get the good information exactly. So that's why maybe you will be coming back to me later.
Some civil society activists and analysts have attributed the rampant intercommunal fighting in South Sudan to the easy accessibility of guns in most communities and the weak capacity of law enforcement agencies to prevail over ethnic militias. And Moniakani, head of the Community Empowerment for Progress organization, told South Sudan in Focus 60 people were killed this past week in intercommunal clashes. A number of activists says the government's inability or refusal to implement findings of committees formed to investigate previous deadly attacks is the reason violence continues unabated in the country. For VOA News, I am Deng Gai Deng in Bor.